Hey, it's Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you about life right now in the post-SegWit 2x for cancellation world and how things have settled down right now for the most part after the fork cancellation. It was a crazy 24, 48 hours after that fork was canceled. Now we have Bitcoin settled under $7,000 for the time being. Some of those altcoins that had really crushed it following the fork cancellation are cooling off a little bit, down about 5 or so, 10% maybe, depending upon where they were after a 20, 30% run for a lot of them. But the big news on the day is Bitcoin Cash really pumping hard after it already pumped pretty hard, up to $600 in the past week or so. Bitcoin Cash went at one point in time above $850. Right now is settling down around $800 or so, but up about 30% on the day, US dollar trade pairing wise, and up over 30%, close to 35% on the Bitcoin trading pairing. So Bitcoin Cash has been a really big mover on the day, especially when you consider the size of Bitcoin Cash's market cap. I mean, we're talking about a $10+ billion crypto here. So pretty interesting developments on that front. So let's hop into the discussion today. Now I'm going to pop over to Coinigy, and this is just the one-day charts on Bitcoin Cash. But down here we have Bitcoin Cash in past 24 hours. Yesterday around 9 a.m. or so, Bitcoin Cash was trading around $615. In the past day or so, like we talked about, right now Bitcoin Cash is up over 30%. And this is on the US dollar. So it's up to about $805 at one point. If we're talking about the peak, it was up over 40%, which is an incredible move. We're talking about $4 billion moving into the market for Bitcoin Cash. So that's, I mean, that's a pretty substantial move, pretty substantial occurrence there. And, you know, I want to preface the conversation here by saying I'm not the biggest fan of Bitcoin Cash. But, you know, if we're talking about investments, we're talking about making money, then, you know, if you're not the biggest fan of it, who cares? If it's making a 40% in one day, that's pretty incredible, right? I personally right now don't have any Bitcoin Cash at all. That was one of the, so talked about it the other day, but in the video previously, so one of the videos that I had, and I'll link to it up here if you guys want to see that, but I talked about it about a week or so ago, the crypto assets that I was looking at post SegWit 2x fork. Well, the fork never happened, but post non-fork, which was kind of the fork in and of itself almost. So post non-fork, I was looking at Ethereum, Litecoin, NEO, and OMG were the four, or Ethereum, Litecoin, NEO, OMG, and Bitcoin Cash. Pretty much all of them have had pretty nice moves since then, which has been satisfying to see. Right now, the only positions that I have open are, so I have open positions in Ethereum, Litecoin, NEO, and OMG. The only one I didn't make a move on was Bitcoin Cash. Unfortunately, that's the one that went up 40% today, but you live and you learn. Now, some of the interesting things, though, that some people are talking about as to maybe why Bitcoin Cash is surging. There's a number of different things. A lot of it's coming down to, I think, in some cases, marketing and some of the overall attacks on Bitcoin. I personally thought that with the SegWit 2x fork, that was going to open up the door for some of the people like Roger Ver, who's a big Bitcoin Cash backer, to continually attack Bitcoin and talk about the, you know, continually to attack Bitcoin and talk about the inability for Bitcoin to scale transactions, and that it was not a, you know, peer-to-peer, the fees are too high, it's not a true peer-to-peer digital currency because, you know, nobody can spend $10 sending a Bitcoin here or there, whatever it might be. And today that in somewhat cases is developed. This is Bitcoin.com, so a little bit confusing. There's Bitcoin.org, which is kind of the official site of core Bitcoin. And then you have Bitcoin.com, which is owned by Roger Ver. If you don't know who that is, he is one of the original, you can hop over on Twitter, but he's one of the original backers of, or one of the first kind of big proponents to put his face out there and his name out there as far as Bitcoin goes, but has since become a very much a vocal advocate for Bitcoin Cash, one of the big people that were pushing kind of the bigger block sizes for Bitcoin and very anti-SegWit. But Roger Ver owns Bitcoin.com. You can scroll down to the bottom and actually see. Where do we got it here? Scroll down the bottom and actually see if this it does that stupid automatic scrolling on their news site. So we're not going to do that. But Roger Ver is the CEO of Bitcoin Cash. As we get into it, though, so the one thing, this was 2 hours ago, so it didn't really have much of a price impact, because if we're talking about the past 2 hours, the price has actually gone down or maybe stabilized a little bit. But a lot of what is in this article, and I'll post it, I'll put it in the description as well, but talking about Bitcoin Cash surging as businesses abandon legacy Bitcoin. So saying that the reason that Bitcoin Cash is Bitcoin Cash is getting a new lease on life because companies are tired of, you know, the SegWit split didn't happen, so now apparently businesses were all about B2X, and they wanted B2X, and they couldn't materialize that, so that has resulted in the drop of the price of Bitcoin to $6,800, which I don't necessarily see as the reason in which, and meanwhile, Bitcoin Cash hit its one of close, not its all-time high, but $866, which is pretty damn high. So talking a lot about all aboard the Bitcoin Cash Express and, you know, a lot of these different things that kind of just trashing Bitcoin and saying that it's not ready to scale and it is not the best, you know, it's not the best solution because widespread adoption of SegWit is not available. The Lightning Network implementation is months or years away, whereas Bitcoin Cash is ready to scale and ready to scale right now because they upped the block size to 8 megabits or, you know, they upped the block size really 8 times of what Bitcoin is at right now if you exclude SegWit. So interesting, and I've kind of thought for a long time that Bitcoin Cash's big marketing is, you know, we're better than Bitcoin. But in a lot of cases, it's just the transaction scalability, and I think it only, you know, the reason in some cases that I'm not so incredibly like positive about Bitcoin Cash is, number one, I don't like the attacks on Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin Core is kind of the granddaddy, and there absolutely are issues with Bitcoin Core right now, transaction scalability, and the cost of fees is definitely one thing. But to just come out and consistently, you know, trash the biggest name, I don't think is the best marketing strategy for me personally. But we'll have to see how that goes. The one thing that I thought was really interesting, though, so Jihan Wu, who is the CEO of Bitmain, kind of the one of the big guys in the mining game, again, owns Bitmain and is behind a lot of the hashing power in China, and has been a pretty big like vocal supporter of Bitcoin Cash, said this: Bitcoin Cash community needs to learn a hard lesson. Don't just play hatred and wish competing coins ill. Try to make it better. You know, just wish the best and try to make Bitcoin Cash better. So I thought this was fairly interesting because he has done some things that have been very much all in on Bitcoin Cash and not as much on Bitcoin, like only accepting, I believe, Bitcoin Cash on one of his companies where they only accept Bitcoin Cash for transactions and not Bitcoin, which is an interesting move in and of itself. So Jihan Wu came out and said this and has actually gotten, for the most part, decent feedback from a lot of people on that, because I think that is, in a lot of cases, the way that Bitcoin Cash has gone about their like marketing and their promotion is just wishing ill will to Bitcoin Core, which a lot of people are heavily invested in. A lot of people have put, you know, their life's work for the past 4 or 5 years into, and just trying to say that, you know, we have bigger blocks, so we're better than you or something like that. So it's interesting to, you know, it's interesting to see. Now, outside of this, it's going to be pretty fascinating to watch how this develops. Personally, I think that now that SegWit 2X is canceled, we're still kind of back to square one in regards to Bitcoin's overall transaction scalability and the fees. You know, SegWit is not implemented all over the place. I personally use SegWit for my Ledger wallet, so I use SegWit where I can use it, but it's not, you know, it's not widely available at a lot of businesses yet. They haven't, you know, all implemented the SegWit feature at this point in time. So in a lot of cases, the transaction fees are pretty high. The scalability of the Bitcoin network isn't as much, but I think raising block sizes continuously is a short-term fix and definitely centralizes the ecosystem quite a bit. So, you know, for now, Bitcoin Cash seems like it might be in a place where it can kind of, you know, point to Bitcoin and say, you canceled SegWit 2x, you still have issues, you're not solving them, you're just kicking the can down the road, and we're here and we're ready to, you know, we're ready to meet the needs and meet the challenges or what, you know, whatever. But I'm looking at this and I'm trying to, you know, I was somewhat looking to dip my toes into the water on Bitcoin Cash at the, you know, 600 or so range, but at the time being, now that it's been pumped up pretty heavily, now the interest on that is, you know, let's say the interest on that is, has waned a little bit. You know, I'm not, as of right now, who knows, this might be a short-term pump and it might settle back around 700 or 600 or so, or maybe it continues to, you know, maybe it continues to make that move up, but there's definitely some selling points for Bitcoin Cash, or there's going to be people selling Bitcoin Cash hardcore for the considerable future. So something to keep in mind there as of now. Now, outside of that, just on on-chain FX right now, I think that you know, if we're looking at some of the big movers on the day, especially in the change versus you know, change versus Bitcoin. So most, you know, most crypto for the, you know, crypto for the most part has been, I would say, within 10 percentage points plus or minus of Bitcoin's movement. Now, Bitcoin is down about 5% of the day. But for the most part, outside of Bitcoin Cash, up 34%. The vast majority of crypto out there is maybe a few outpacing Bitcoin Cash by a few percent, or excuse me, outpacing Bitcoin by a few percentage points, or alternatively, is maybe down on Bitcoin about, you know, 5, 10, a few different percent. So the vast majority right now of, I would say, in the top 50, about 30, close to 40 of the top 60 cryptocurrencies right now are not outpacing Bitcoin, and they're actually down a little bit in comparison to Bitcoin. Although that's also off of a 30%, probably a, you know, 10 to 30% move in the past day or so. So as of right now, for me personally, what am I looking at? What am I doing? I'm waiting for the dust to settle a little bit. I think that, you know, right now the markets are kind of trying to figure themselves out. I'm waiting for the dust to settle and just kind of evaluating things as they come through. Now, outside of that, guys, I hope you enjoyed this little bit of a daily recap here and what I've been seeing going on and kind of what I'm seeing with Bitcoin Cash and what's pumping that 30% move upwards, as well as some of the other cryptos out there. If you are new to the channel, by any chance, hit that subscribe button. I do daily videos on cryptocurrency, as well as I do YouTube Live happy hours where I pop in a few different times a week and talk about what's going on in the markets and answer all your questions as fast as possible for about an hour, hour and a half. So hit that subscribe button, the little notify bell next to it, so you get notifications anytime I have a new video come out or I go live. So outside of that, Crypto Bobby signing out, guys. Peace.